1.1 million Americans filed new jobless claims last week, reversing a recent downward trend. But the stock market continues its climb unbothered, with the S&P 500 hitting an all-time high earlier this week. Just another sign of what some are calling the bifurcated economy. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, we've been talking to you each week about these unemployment claims, and they had been going down, but now heading back up. Do we know why?
Yeah, so we do know that the new influx of cases, we see a bit of a delay, right? Because people come back to work, then we find clusters of cases and we see them shutting down again, and with no sense of further relief because there hasn't been a new bill issued. A lot of companies don't know what the future holds for them. A lot of states have not reopened, so we sort of expected to see a slight increase in the number of jobless and the number of new unemployment claims. What is fascinating, as you introduced, is the degree to which the losses on the stock market since the beginning of coronavirus have been entirely wiped out. But we're also seeing the effect of cities and states, which are running out of money, laying off people on a local basis. So those are the two worlds that we're living in right now.
Well, isn't part of the stock market story that the indexes that we look at, like the S&P 500, like the Dow, like the NASDAQ, include some of these stocks that have just been wildly shooting upward, like Apple and Amazon and Microsoft, and that kind of just changes the balance of what's going on with those indexes?
Yeah, I think that's completely right. They were all designed, these indexes, initially to represent American industry and how it looks, but they're heavily weighted toward technology, which has not nearly suffered. In fact, in many cases, has gained through the pandemic. The other problem is that corporations, because of the Federal Reserve, have really been able to benefit from the unlimited money that's been provided. The combination of low interest rates has made it easy for them to borrow, and because the Federal Reserve wanted to avoid the credit freeze up really of 2008, they've sort of said that banks will continue to be able to loan money to companies, and the Federal Reserve will provide that money. So as a result, companies have been able to borrow and keep on going in a way that individuals have not, which is one of the reasons the stock market is going up as much as it is. It's also the only game in town, because interest rates are so low that for people who invest professionally, they can't put their money into interest-bearing investments.
Yeah, and amazingly, one of the companies that's benefited from that Fed program is Apple. But my question to you now is, do you think that because the stock market is rising, it's going to make it less likely that Congress says, wait a minute, we got 20-some million unemployed people in this country, we have to pass more relief for them?
I think it muddies the waters. I think if you're of a certain age, you still associate the stock market with being a barometer of the economy. And we've seen a lot of people posting, look at that, the American comeback, the stock market's back to where it was. If you recognize that the stock market is not a barometer of the economy, and that you can accept the fact that the stock market is at record levels and it's not actually helping a whole lot of individual Americans who aren't working, then you would take seriously another bill. But at the moment, there is pressure not to have that bill because some people are looking at this saying, what's the problem? Everything seems to be fine.
10 seconds here, Ali. Do you think Congress will pass something else before the election?
I think they will. I think the pressure is very heavy on them to do so. So it'll take some time, but it'll get done.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
My pleasure.